中一起来庆祝这个农历的新年的除夕感恩的敬拜。
I'm very glad to see all of you here so we can celebrate together the Sunday worship for Chinese New Year.
前面稍微有空位，所以等一下招待把那些比较晚到的弟兄姐妹请到前面来，或者是说后面有一些人愿意kind 一点哈，你们先挪到前面来哈，这里还有两排空位，能够挪到前面来坐，那让后面晚一点的人可以有位置坐哈。
We have some empty seats in the front. If those of you would like to sit in the front, please move forward.
谢谢。
Thank you.
跟你前后左右的人说新年恭喜，新年蒙福。
Can you say Happy Chinese New Year to the people next to you?
后面的人哦，前面的人都要哈，前面后面的。
People surrounding you.
我们是在组里面一家人哈，华人的这个农历年是很难得可以团聚在一起。
We're like a big family here together.
我们在北美啊，这个外面没有什么味道，还要来到神的家哈，我们是一家人享受团圆的喜乐。
So inside this church, we want to feel a good fellowship and bless each other in Happy Chinese New Year.
还有好多位是好久没见的哈，我们的家人今天回到我们当中哈，特别给他挥挥手哈，看一下看到有谁好久不见，给他挥挥手哈，挥挥手。
If you see people that you haven't seen for a long time, please wave at them.
聚在一起哈，在灵里面，我们是一家人，更是从神得恩典。
In the spirit of God, we're one family.
我们今天这个除夕的感恩主日，我们一起来过一个蒙福的这个佳节。
Let's have a good Chinese New Year blessed by God.
我们在过年的时候会彼此贺年，都有一些的祝福的语言哈。
There's a lot of Chinese greetings we say to each other.
像我打出来，这里有什么呢？恭贺新禧呀，哈，新年快乐啊。
We'll see a whole list of Chinese greetings.
很多吧哈。
For Chinese New Year.
你把它照相起来，等一下遇到人可以用。任何一个哈
，You can take a picture of that and you can say to each other.
但是最后一个还是让小孩说就好哈。
But the last one please reserve for the kids.
我们在农历新年就会很喜欢这些所谓的吉祥话，彼此祝福。
In Chinese New Year, we want to bless each other with these greetings.
因为我们都很喜欢整年能够是都是好的哈。
Because we want to have a good year.
都是积极的。
A positive year.
都对自己或对家人有好处的，对熟悉的人能够这样子的祝福。
That there will be benefits to our families and friends.
那在我们过春节的时候，我们要怎么预备我们的心呢？
But how do we prepare our hearts for Chinese New Year?
因为我们可以从这个犹太人他们怎么过新年成为我们的借镜。
We can see an example from the Israelites, the Jewish people.
旧约啊，提到犹太人其实是有两个新年。
The Jewish people have two New Years.
就好像我们在美国的人呢，我们都是有两个新年，一个是差不多一个月前，现在过一个农历年，
就是
过两个年。
Chinese people in America, we have two New Years. One is the end of 2018, and one is the Chinese New Year.
犹太人年有两个，一个是宗教性的。
There's two New Years for the Jewish people. One is religious New Year.
一个是民间的。
One is a folkloric New Year.
这个宗教性的呢，记载在这个出埃及记十二章第二节的地方。
The religious New Year is stated in the book of Exodus, chapter 12.
这里说你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。
It says here that this month is to be for you the first month of the year.
那是他们刚刚出埃及的那一个月。
That is a month when they just left Egypt.
他们刚过了红海。
They just crossed the Red Sea.
所以就定这个时间哈，那叫做尼散月哈，第一个月的头。
And they had set that the first day of that month, the month of Nisan to be their New Year.
时间大概是在我们的所谓的阳历的三四月之间哈。
It's between the March and April in our Gregorian calendar.
犹太人另外一个年就是这个民间的年。
And there's another New Year that they celebrate.
那个叫做以他念月。
It's called Ethanim.
大概是在阳历的九月、十月的时候。
It's around September, October that we know.
那一天呢，他们会吹角嘛。
And in that month, they would blow horns.
一开始新年开始，他们吹角，扬声吹角。
They will raise their horns and blow at them.
那这个月他们有好多跟宗教有关的节日都在这个月里面。
And in this month there will be many celebrations.
而最大的月是什么月呢？最大的月就是那个所谓的赎罪日。
The biggest day, the biggest celebration is called the Day of Atonement.
就是这个过年开始算起来十天，那一天叫做赎罪日。
That's 10 days after the first day of the New Year.
他们怎么过这个新年呢？
How do they pass their New Year?
事实上很多的民族都在过新年啊，新年的时候大家都喜喜乐乐的。
For every ethnic race, we want to celebrate New Year.
犹太人也不例外。
Same thing with the Jewish people.
但是他们有两个很不同的地方。
But they have two main differences.
一个呢，就是呢，他们兴高采烈的这个过新年的时候呢，他们就是在紧接着会开始一年最大的一个节日，就是我刚才提那个所谓赎罪日。
One is that they celebrate the Day of Atonement, even though they are in festivities.
这一天，大祭司会代表整个以色列人一年一次进到所谓的至圣所的里面去。
And on that day, the high priest will represent the people and will enter the tabernacle.
他除了在这个里面为自己赎罪之外
，and besides getting atonement for his own sin,
他也为全以色列民在那里献祭赎罪。
He will also give offerings.For the atonement of sins of all the people.
所以这个赎罪日这一天呢，他们各行各业、学校、包括旅馆，怎么全部休业？那一天什么都不做的。
So on that day, there's nothing happening. There's everything is closed.
各位可能记得那个有一次那个以色列被攻击，就是埃及发动攻击打这个以色列，什么天呢？就是在全国什么都消荡的那一天，埃及就在他们赎罪日。就打他们。
You might remember that there was a war between the Arabian countries and the Israel, and that happened on this day.
第二个就是在过年前一个礼拜。
And then there was the week before the New Year.
他们就开始呢在半夜起来诵念一些所谓的忏悔的祷文。
They would wake up in midnight. They would repent and pray. And they would ask forgiveness from God.
甚至呢，他们会登门去拜访他们曾经犯过得罪的人。
And they would go visit the people they might have offended throughout the year.
请求那些人饶恕他们。
And ask the people to forgive them.
所以呢。甚至按照他们的习惯，他们的最后他们还会去新年的下午呢，犹太人都会到这个所谓的活水的地方，海边也好或河边的地方。
And it's a tradition also to go to the ocean side or riverside.
他们会把那个衣服的这个口袋全部拿出来抖一抖。
And turn their pockets inside out and shake it.
你们要不要试试看，把你的口袋拿出来抖一抖
？Do you want to try that? Turn your pockets inside out.
目的就是身上还有什么任何的这个罪没有抖到的，全部把它抖到这个活水，让它付诸东流去。
And the purpose is to shake out all your sins and into the river.
然后到新年那一天的晚上，他们就全家聚在一起团聚。
And then at the New Year Eve, they would all gather together as a family.
然后用苹果沾这个蜜蜂蜜。
And they would dip apple in honey.
象征一年会这个甜甜蜜蜜。
To represent that they will have a good year of sweetness.
所以你看啊，犹太人的新年。
So you see that the New Year for the Jewish people.
它夹在两个赎罪的这个日子或节庆。
It's between two festivals of redemption.
新年的前，新年的后，他们都反省自己有什么地方。得罪神或得罪人。
And before and after the New Year, they would reflect upon themselves. Did they offend God or offend other people?
这个跟我们华人新年到，还要穿新衣、戴新帽，甚至呢还要大扫除，有一点像。
It's similar to Chinese people that we want to clean the house or be cleansed in New Year.
不过呢，我们好像比较只着重在外表的清洁。
But for Chinese people, we put more emphasis on our appearances, cleaning the appearance.
犹太人却蛮注重人的心灵的垃圾也要清洁。
But for the Jewish people, they want to cleanse they have a spiritual cleansing.
甚至跟人的关系有一些不好的也要清洁。
And clean up the relationship that they have with other people.
所以做基督徒的我们呢，我们也要学学犹太人。我们自己要在心灵上，特别在这个农历的新年，我们要想想我们有什么要来到神面前，甚至向所认识的人，我们得罪了，要 把它清洁。
So as Christians, we want to be, follow example of the Jewish people and think if we have offended people and should we renew ourselves and renew our relationship with them.
好，让我们可以领受神的祝福。
So that we can receive God's blessings.
谈到祝福呢，圣经有一个经文的祝福话。
There is a blessing in the Bible.
大家很熟悉。
You probably know it really well.
就是哥林多后书的13章14节。
It's in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们看一下这一节经文。
Let's read it together.
一起念好不好?
Can we read it together?
If you can read English, you can read English. Okay. 来，愿主耶稣基督的恩
惠、May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ,
上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。这节经文大家熟悉吧?
You must be familiar with this verse, correct?
其实呢，这是一个非常美的一个祝福的话。
It's a very beautiful benediction.
但是不知道什么时候，这个祝福变成牧师的专用。
I don't know when only the pastors would bless people with this.
你在这一节经文的前文后文，他都没有特别保罗没有说，嗯，这个是你们做牧师的用这个来祝福会众，没有看到这样子。
But we don't see in the phrase that Paul was saying it's exclusive for the pastors or priests.
那传统教会呢，把这一段经文好像如果没有牧师来念的话，好像这个法力会不够哈。
But for traditional churches, if it's not coming from the mouth of the pastor, it seems that it's powerless.
台湾人讲的不尊省，这种祝福不就话没有祝福牧师哦，这种有法力的来祝福，这个福不会到身上去这样。
That it won't work if it's not coming from the pastor.
我在想，它可能是来自于这个圣经旧约有一个经文那个传统来的。
I think it came from a tradition.
为什么会是牧师在祝福这个用这个来祝福
？Why only the priest or pastor?
我们看那个民数记六章二十二节、二十三节那里讲的。
In the book of Numbers, chapter 6:22-27.
当时呢，这个耶和华神就晓谕摩西，要他呢去告诉这个亚伦和他儿子为以色列人来祝福。
So the Lord said to Moses.To tell Aaron and his sons to give blessings to the Israelites.
所以二十七节，他们就这样子的，奉神的名，奉耶和华的名，为以色列人祝福。然后后面有一句话重要了，因为这样子呢，我就来赐福给他们。
So they gave blessings to the Israelites, and because they put the name, they will put God's name on the Israelites, God will bless them.
所以这个祝福呢，就是呢，从祝福的权柄就从祭司，然后。到了今天转给牧师。
And through the authority to give blessings came from the priest now transferred to the pastor.
可是广义的定义来讲
，But generally speaking，
每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒都应该是君尊的祭司。
Every Christians that were saved should be God's chosen priest.
也就是我们每一个人都可以用这一句话来为人祝福。
So that we can all bless people with this verse.
那我们刚才在看的这些经文哈，你注意看哦，它哈，第一个讲主耶稣基督，第二个讲神上帝，第三个讲圣灵，你会发现一个神学上的问题在这里，不是问题，神学的议题在这
儿。You will see a theological theme in this verse.Which talks about Jesus Christ, God, and the Holy Spirit.
就是这个祝福其实是三一神同在的这个祝福。
That this blessing also represents three persons, God's three persons.
三个位格同时在一节经文祝福的经文出现，只有整本圣经只有这个地方。我说祝福的经文只有这个地方是三个神，三一神同时在这里。
That the Trinity, is only in the whole Bible.It's only shown here where it's about blessings.
所以这个祝福呢是三一神同工，而且他和人同在的祝福。
It shows that this blessing is, it shows the Trinity of God and also, people.
因此，所有的祝福没有一个祝福是比这个更好的了。
Therefore, there's not going to be a blessing that's better than this.
今天我要带这个除夕感恩主日和大家一起来看神常同在的这个三个祝福的内容是什么。
So I'm going to show you the content of this blessing today.
首先第一个
The first one.
这里讲到愿主耶稣基督的恩惠。
It says, May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你会觉得有点奇怪。
Would you think it's strange?
为什么他的祝福的次序的开头是从 第二个位格圣子耶稣基督开始，而不是从第一个位格的父神开始祝福开始。
Why would the sequence of the blessing starts with the second person of God, which is Jesus Christ, instead of the first person, the Lord God, Father God?
这是一个很不平凡的一种的祝福的开始。
It's a very extraordinary way of giving blessing.
我们知道，不管犹太人他怎么样子的虔诚的忏悔哈，甚至年头年的开始和年节的后面都要这个忏悔。
No matter how the Jewish people they repent,
但是呢，他们因为没有这个第一个祝福，所以他们还是不能领受神的赐福。
But because they don't have this first blessing, they cannot receive God's blessing.
理由是什么呢？
What is the reason?
理由就是因为没有这个第一个福的原因，是因为犹太人他之所以不能领受这个福，是因为他们不认耶稣是基督。
They don't have the first blessing because they don't admit that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior.
因为他们在旧约日日夜夜期盼着，从他们的祖先一直期盼的那一位神应许的所谓的拯救者弥赛亚来了，结果他们把他钉死在十字架上。
Because the Messiah they have been expecting throughout the Old Testament actually was Jesus Christ, but they didn't know him and nailed him on the cross.
各位知道，世界上只有一道墙哈，将近2000年，犹太人一摸那个墙来祷告，他眼泪就掉下来，止不住。
There is a wall in Israel that throughout 2000 years, they would touch it and they would pray and the tears would come out.
那个墙叫做哭墙。
This wall is called the Wailing Wall.
位在这个耶路撒冷那个所谓的耶路撒冷那个圣殿山的旁边。
It's right next to the Holy Temple in Jerusalem.
他们说呢，那个地方是最距离上帝最近的地方。
They say that it's a place that's closest to God.
注意哦，最近不是就在里面，是不能靠近，但是最近的意思。
It means that they're closest to God, but they cannot be right there with God.
为什么他们要到这个最近的地方呢？因为他们觉得他们不洁，他们不可以亲近上帝。
They think that they cannot be right there with God, but only close to God.
所以他们只能在那个所谓的最近的地方，在那里一摸那个墙，他们就哭。
So that's why they cry at the wall because they cannot approach God, face to face.
因为他们跟上帝的关系是什么关系？
What is their relationship with God?
他们这种的关系呢，就好像你跟川普的关系。
It's a relation that we have with President Trump.
各位认识川普吧？
We all know President Trump, right?
认识川普的举手。
If you know him, please raise your hand.
怎么都不举啊？
Why don't you raise your hands?
The American, United States, the President, 你们不认识，认识吧？
The President of the United States, you must know him, right?
也许我说，哎，你认不认识习近平，你才会举手，是不是？
Shall I say,
因为有一些人
you know,
到现在不承认川普是他美国的总统。如果你是民主党的话
，President Trump is your president。
川普我们都认识
，We all know，
当然认识
，We know him。
我们也知道他现在为美国在尽力的做一切事。
We know that he is doing everything he can for America。
可是呢
，But
你不是川普的儿子
，You're not his son。
所以这种认识有没有距离？
So is there a distance between this type of knowing?
如果讲比较熟一点，就你认识他，他根本就不认识你。
That you only know of him, but he doesn't really know you.
这种认识不是真认识。
It's not a true knowing.
不亲近的认识。
It's not a knowing with intimacy.
你摸着你家的墙一直哭，哭川普也没用。
You touch the wall in your house and you cry out to Trump.
他在白宫还是在那里讲大话。
He still doesn't know you.
他根本不理你。
And, yes.
所以基督徒是不一样的。
So Jewish people were
我们跟犹太人不一样，就是因为第一个福我们有，他们没有。
We're different from the Jewish people because
为什么我们有他们没有呢
？Why we are different？
因为基督徒知道，我们透过这位耶稣基督，他就是那个旧约的那个大祭司，真正的神预备的要在人和中间的那个为我们除罪的那一位。
Because we know Jesus Christ is our intercessor, our high priest.
圣经说了，我们可以随时随地的来到他的面前，坦然无惧的到他面前来祷告。
And we can pray in front of God without fear.
这是希伯来书4章16节，新约保罗在那里讲的。
This is in Hebrews chapter 4 and 16.
他说所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜恤蒙怜悯，做随时的帮助。
He says approach God the throne of grace with confidence.
这种原因是因为约翰福音的第一章十六节告诉我们。
That's because in 1 John verse 16 we see
他说从他丰富的恩典里我们都领受了。
That out of his fullness we have all received grace.
这个恩典我们领受了，犹太人不愿意领受。
We have received God's grace, but the Jewish people are unwilling to receive.
因为十六节讲了恩典和真理都是从耶稣基督来的。
We can see that the grace and truth all came from through Jesus Christ.
有一些经文告诉我们，在这个以弗所书二章那里讲的说，得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
In Ephesians 2, we see that we're saved by grace, but through faith.
二章的第八节，这节经文是一个很重要，就是是祝福的人凭着信心给人祝福。
That we bless people through faith.
而领受的人，你是因为你已经信了耶稣基督的这个信心，你就能领受。
And receive a blessing through salvation from Jesus Christ.
所以蒙祝福是因为你信心信耶稣基督，透过他我们可以蒙祝福，否则是没有效果。
So we're blessed.Because we know God, who know Jesus Christ.
有一首这个传统的诗歌，它的名字叫《耶稣同在就是天堂》。
There's a traditional hymn called "Where Jesus Is, 'Tis Heaven There."
好，往下打哈，它这个经文里面讲的哈，告诉我们什么呢？这个是自从我认识哈主耶稣洗了我的罪恶之后呢，在地如在天是无限的欢乐。世上虽有困苦忧伤，耶稣同在就是天堂。
It says that it's where Jesus is, that's where heaven is.
这个歌如果简单的唱，只主耶稣洗我罪恶，在地如天无限欢乐。天上虽有困苦忧伤，耶稣同在就是天堂。好不好听
？Does it sound good? It's a great song,
没有走音吧
？I didn't sing up key, right?
耶稣同在就是天堂。哦，原来是因为什么？因为我们的罪污已经被耶稣洗干净了。
Heaven is where Jesus is because our sin has been washed away by His.
而是他带来的，就是使我们能够在神的所谓的生命祝福的开始。
And because His death and resurrection, that's the beginning of our blessing.
你再打下一节也是提了啊。第二节，从前我跟天堂是相隔的，那现在 主的慈言向我显现，如今我有天堂平安，永永远远不会变非更。
It's like, once heaven seems so far away, but now I have the peace from heaven.
喜不喜欢去天堂？
Would you like to go to heaven?
喜不喜欢？
Would you like to enter into the gates of heaven?
喜不喜欢？
Would you like to?
去罗斯希尔就是去天堂，是不是？
That mean when you died, when you go to Rose Hill, does it mean you are in heaven?
跟你讲，圣经其实没有天堂这个东西的。
In the Bible, it doesn't specifically say heaven.
你知道吗？圣经没有天堂这个东西。
It doesn't specifically say heaven in the Bible.
你现在信的主就在天堂。
What you believe in Jesus, then you're in heaven.
也就是在神的国里面了啦。那个权势，神的 power， 神的全能，你就在那里面，那是那个看不见的一个所谓的第四度空间的一个位置了。
When you already believe in the Lord, you are already in the state of heaven.
所以耶稣基督的救赎的恩惠就是一切祝福的基础。
So the salvation from Jesus Christ is the foundation of how you.
保罗在这里祝福是从这个开始，像一个钥匙打开了。
Blessing came from here. That's what Paul says. Like a key opening a door.
从这个地方，神才开始进一步可以进到与神和好。
It's through Jesus Christ we can be reconciled with God.
所以我们看第二个点。
So let's look at the second point.
就是在这一个十四节的这个第二个祝福，说上帝的慈爱这里。
In verse 14, we see that there's a love of God.
你怎么跑到这里来？往下没了。
应该上面吧，因为上面那个是第二节吧。
是哦。
对，上面这个。
第二大点，对，就是这个，对，好。但是它没有那个经文了，怎么变这样？
零后十三不到。
对，没有。好，刚刚那边。 到那边上一个，好，先摆这里，好，没关系。这个地方讲到的上帝的慈爱，这个字
，Here it says the love of God，
是因为前面有一把钥匙打开，就是耶稣主耶稣基督的恩惠打开，才有来到后面两个祝福。
Because through the grace of Jesus Christ, when He opened the door for us, then we can have the love of God。
而这种打开很像那个水库那个水闸拉开一样。
It's like opening a floodgate, when the gate is.
上帝的慈爱就倾泻给他的百姓。
God's love will overflow to us, His people.
也就是说，如果不是耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上
，that if it's not because of Christ dying on the cross,
人就不会认识或接受神的爱。
We wouldn't know and receive God's love.
可能会有人觉得上帝，哦，那个基督教的上帝想到了，哦，那个上帝就专门审判人的。你看你们的圣经，特别是旧约，哇，一翻开全部是你们的上帝叫你们去把人给全部杀光的内容。
The only way that people will see God maybe just seeing God as a God of justice, that He would kill.
你们的基督教的牧师很像，基督教上帝很像杀人魔。
It seems like.God is a killer. Killer.
其实旧约圣经里面充满了神命令以色列人要将一些不洁，包括那些不洁的名消除的这些的命令。
True, in the Old Testament, it's filled with God's commands that Israelites should eliminate all His enemies.
但是什么时候人才认识神的爱呢
？But then when does do people start to get to know God's love?
这就使徒约翰在像这个。约翰一书里面所记的那一节经文提醒我们，原来上帝的那个所谓的消除一切的罪污，包括不洁的人或物的那个重点，那个后面还有故事。
There's a story behind God's command of eliminating enemies.
约翰一书三章十六节。
In the book of First John,
来各位念好来，主为我们舍命。我们从此就知道何为爱。
This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us.
意思就是之前没有人认识神的爱。
It means that people don't really know God's love.
人都觉得他是公义的。
They only see Him as a righteous God.
他好像很容易生气的。
That He seems to be angry all the time.
甚至他有时候好像很残忍的。
That He seems to be cruel.
很像外科医生这样子。
Like a surgeon.
外科医生是要很残忍的。
A surgeon has to be cruel.
对不对？我们看托尼医生，他是外科的。
We have a
他如果要给你开刀，他觉得哎呦不行哎，他要就会流血哦，不行，大概会皮开肉绽。
If he's having operation, if he's not confident, he is doubting.
要不要？要不要很残忍
？Would that be cruel?
要不要？
Oh, should he be cruel?
要啊。
We need him to be cruel.
但是那个残忍是为了残忍而残忍，还是为了爱而残忍？
We need him to be cruel, but has love.
开刀流血是为了要使他恢复整个人的痊愈嘛，对不对
？Because we know that even though he seems cruel, but when he opens up a person, he's intends well for that person.
神的公义和神的爱这两样东西原来是平行的，不会交错的，好像铁轨这样没有接触的。
So God's love and righteousness seems to be parallel lines. They don't intersect.
一直到什么时候？一直到。耶稣基督被钉十字架。
Not until Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross, that's when they intersect.
就是约翰一书四章九节那里说的。
That's happened in the John chapter 4, 9 to 10.
神差他的独生子来，然后神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
Then we see that God sent His one and only Son to the world and shows how much He loved us.
所以人透过那把钥匙，耶稣基督的恩典，然后。人就认识上帝，原来啊、哦，上帝是爱我的。
It's through the key of Jesus Christ that we see God loves us.
通常我们在家里，爸爸都比较凶，对不对
？We're at when we are home, the father seems to be
严父，然后慈母
凶 more 严格吧？
对
，more rigid, more 对。
然后呢，你会发现哈
，Then we see.
你会不会很恨你爸爸
？Sometimes we might hate our father.
被爸爸打过的举手一下。
If you were disciplined by your father before, please raise your hand.
其他人都骗子骗人。
If you don't raise your hand, you might be lying.
我们大部分人都被爸爸打过，美国不可以打哈，在中国打，在这里不要打。这里打会被抓，孩子被抓。
In America, maybe not as much.
父亲打我。打我小时候常被父亲打的，我爸爸是日本士，他每一次都是500块送给我。
When I was a kid, my father always hit me.
你被他生气起来，你就知道了。
If he's angry,
是500块送。
You know that he will give me $500. It means just give me a slap.
但是我现在会不会恨他
？But do I hate him now?
我很爱他。
I love him a lot. I love him so much.
当我懂事之后，我知道他是爱我。
After I mature, I understand he loved me.
他管教是因为爱。
He disciplined me because he loved me.
他认识了原来是如此。
Now I understand.
所以呢，在这个地方我们看见了罗马书哈第五章第八节，保罗同样这样子说：说唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，为我们使神的爱在此就向我们显明了。
So we see in Romans.Chapter 5:8, it says, But God demonstrated His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
所以呢，这种爱是不能隔绝的。
Now this type of love cannot be separated.
当神这样子为我们爱，又你就在那个，刚才前面讲天堂啊。
And when we receive God's love, we feel like we're in heaven.
就是在他的国的权势里面了。
We are in the authority of His kingdom.
你信耶稣那一刻，你就从这个 border。现在川普做墙对不对，把它弄很高对不对，可是有一道门打开，你过去了，你就是在美国了，
now,
就安全了，不算难民了，而变成美国，从那个过去你就在这个国度的权势里面。
Now we are in the power of the kingdom of God when he opened the door for us and we crossed over.
所以罗马书第八章这样讲，
So he says in Romans 8,
他说：“有谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？”
He says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?"
好，第三十八节、三十九节，请各位念。这是一个超越性的表明。
Let's read it together.
请。
For I am convinced,
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这个爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。所以他带来的给我们的生命祝福是这种超越性的，你有想过吗？
So the blessing of God is surpasses everything.
这种超越性的爱啊，不是只是在圣经我们讲一讲，在教堂讲一讲。
It's not something that we just speak of in church.
这一种的爱呢，是会感染到我们生活去的。
It's a love that's contagious that will spread in our lives.
各位看过一部电影，那部电影就是好莱坞的这个名导演叫做梅尔吉布森 ，Mel Gibson 的电影，那个叫做《受难记》，记得吧
？By Mel Gibson called The Passion of the Christ.
看过吧
？Have you seen this movie?
我看了那个打下去，哇，那个皮整个开掉，然后那个打得稀烂，我看的好痛，对不对？好难过，对不对
？I saw how Jesus was suffering when he was whipped.
这部电影啊，使得世界上上亿的人啊，他们同时看这个所谓的基督的这个十字架，在一些反对基督教的回教地区，很多基督回教徒也看了。
This movie was seen also by a lot of Muslims.
他们开始从这个片子学什么呢？学爱仇敌的教训。
And they learned the teaching of how to love their enemies.
因为啊，回教里面绝对没有这个思想。爱仇敌没有的
，because this is not something that they were taught to love their enemies.
可兰经从头到尾都没有讲到要爱仇敌这种教训。
There's no such teaching in the Quran.
犹太教也绝对没有这种教训的，要爱仇敌的。
And there's no such teaching for the Jewish.
整个旧约圣经从这个创世纪到马拉基也没有讲到要爱仇敌，然后为恨你的、逼迫你的祷告都没有这种教训。
The entire Old Testament until the Book of Malachi, we see that there's no teaching about loving your enemy.
这个教训是从耶稣基督钉十字架，整个新约表明出来了。
This started on when Jesus walked on the died on the cross.
而且是这一位耶稣基督他实际的、具体的。把它实行出来，亲身的在十字架示范出来，让全世界人晓得 神的心意在整个人类的历史上表明出来了。
And he showed how God loves us through dying to the world.
所以人不但只能透过基督来认识、接受神的爱。
So we can only know God's love through Jesus Christ.
我们也能够透过耶稣基督向父神来表达我们对他的爱。
And we can only know, we can only show our love to God the Father through Jesus Christ.
并且也能够与人彼此相爱。
And that's how we can learn how to love one another.
这个爱呢，是在约翰一书五章一节那里讲的。凡爱神、爱生他之神的人，也必爱从神生的。
It says here that everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well.
也就是说呢，一个爱神的人，又被神爱的人，他必然也和弟兄姐妹彼此相爱。
It says a person who loves God and also is loved by God, then he would know how to love his fellow brothers and sisters.
这样你说这样人是不是有福的呢？
Is such a person a blessed person?
因此我们就看到第三个祝福了。
Now we go into the third blessing.
第三个祝福是什么？
What's the third blessing?
圣灵的感动，对不对？
The fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
第三个位格的祝福，圣灵的感动。
That's from the third person of God.
但是注意听哦，这个中文写感动这个字。
Now in Chinese it's called being moved by the Holy Spirit.
如果是你灵恩派的人就哦圣灵感动我就哇开始抖开始抖然后开始讲方言哇很感动是不是
And if you're a charismatic, you probably think you need to shake and you have to be physically moved.
这个感动呢它这个原文里面 koinonia 这个字
But the Greek original text, koinonia,
它的英文是 fellowship.
It means fellowship.
Fellowship 是什么
What does fellowship mean?
Fellow 是什么意思
What's a fellow?
这是我的 fellow.
He's my fellow. A fellow friend.
就是相交同伴的连结来往的意思。
It means a
fellowship.
Fellowship, a friendship, a communication between two people.
所以呢这个字呢它这个原文如果中文真正的意思同友之分就 share, 分享或者是 communication, 哈有彼此交通的哈这种同在一起的这个意思。
It means two people who communicate, who shares.
所以是圣灵的跟你有来往啊。
So it means the Holy Spirit is in fellowship with us.
圣灵跟你分享啊。
It's sharing with us.
圣灵是跟你这样子的在一起的、啊。
And it's being with us.
也就是说我们有分离圣灵这一种的团契啊讲基督教讲的团契好一起。Get together.
So we're get together or in fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
而且还是心灵层次的分享分担。
And it's a spiritual fellowship.
不是外表的而已，是到心灵的深度的。
Not only a fellowship appearance fellowship, but we share our spirit.
所以呢，对我们来说，这个第三个福哈，对犹太人却是最大的悲哀。
So the third blessing is actually the the biggest sadness for all the Jewish people.
为什么犹太人悲哀在这个第三的福
Why would they feel sad because of the third blessing?
因为主耶稣要离开世界以前，要升天之前，他向圣徒保证过。
Because before Jesus arose, to
约翰福音十四章十八节那里说的。
In John 14, it says.
耶稣说：“我不撇下你们为孤儿。”
That I will not leave you as orphans.
因为耶稣要升天的，对不对？那门徒们就被丢在地上。哇，这个罗马帝国啊，这些所谓犹太教的人都要逼迫他们啊，要抓他们啊。哇，他们好像孤儿啊。
Because the people Jesus left behind, his disciples are like orphans after he ascended to heaven.
然后他说：“我必到你们这里来。”
But he promised that he will come.
不是要升天的，怎么我必到你们这里来呢？
But he just he's ascending to heaven. How is he going to be with them?
十四章十六节说了。
But here we see.
他怎么说呢？
What does he promise us here?
十六节怎么说？往下，哎，没有啊，哎，下面也没有吗？好，没关系。好，我念给各位听哈。十四章哈，十四章十六节说：“我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。”十七节就是真理的圣灵，保惠师就是那个圣灵哈。乃是人不能接受注意哦只有谁能接受谁 把叫在睡觉，你问现在在睡，你问他，谁能接受？问他一下。
Please ask the people next to you who can receive, God.
世人不能接受，那到底谁能接受？睡觉的人接受。
Who can receive this?
谁？就是他对着门徒说的嘛，对不对？你是不是门徒？
He is talking to all the his disciples.
是吗？
你都是门徒吧？ Disciples too.
跟旁边人说我是门徒。
Can you tell the people next to you, I am God's disciple. I'm Jesus' disciple.
没有讲的人是怎么回事？
If you're not saying that, are you a
sinner? 你怀疑我说的吗？
Or do you doubt what I'm saying?
我说啊，牧师，你对我们做牧师才是门徒，那我呢？
Or you may say, only the pastors are disciples. I'm just a simple believer.
耶稣没有信徒，真的，耶稣没有信徒。圣经讲，从来没有讲信徒。
There's no,
耶稣只有门徒。
Jesus Christ only has disciples. He has no believers.
什么叫门徒？门徒就是跟随主的人啊。
Disciples are those who follow.
你不能信了耶稣说，耶稣，我信了，拜拜 ，get out. 不能这样子
了。You cannot believe in Jesus and say I'm not a disciple.
这信了以后。时时刻刻就跟着耶稣的意思。
Because after you believe in him, you will follow him.
好，所以他就怎么说呢？他就因为这样，他就是把这个真理的圣灵就给了 Tony， 给了陈庆宏牧师，
so、
给了你了。
Gave the spirit of truth to me and the pastor and you all.
他说他这个表明他跟你同在。
And he says the spirit of truth will be with you.
所以呢，这个宝惠师呢，他在希腊文里面呢，他叫做 Parakletos。注意，它是两个音节，两个字互 Parakletos 两个哈。
Now this advocate, this word, it's Parakletos in Greek.
这个 Para， 我想想，什么叫做 Para？
What's Para？
什么叫做 Para？牧师常常讲啊
，I might have spoken about this in my previous sermon.
前面有 para 的意思是什么 ？para 就是在旁边。
Para means next to.
这叫 para.
This is para.
Tony， 你不要吃太胖啊。
OK 。来不及了。
这个叫做 para。
Now this is para.
我在他的旁边。
所以紧张是 para。
劝勉他。不过吃太胖也不会死了。
是不会了。
这叫安慰他。
好紧张。
他不要紧张。
你太靠近我。
我不会杀你。
我有一个空间。
圣灵就赐下来，一直在每一个门徒的身边，代表耶神与我们在一起，时刻的安慰、保护、鼓励，有时候甚至劝勉。
So the Holy Spirit would comfort us, will guide us, will show us the way.
所以呢，圣灵很像慈爱的母亲生下 baby 之后。
So the Holy Spirit is like a loving mother who just gave birth.
她就无微不至的照顾她。
She would take care of the baby with all her means.
我们的回应就是我们长大就不要使得圣灵担忧，不要使得圣灵，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So when we mature in Christ, we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit.
然后重点还不是圣灵跟我们同在哦。
And the main point here is not just the Holy Spirit with us.
重点，他这个祝福的强调是强调什么？强调我们是有份和所有被圣灵同在的人的在一起的合一。
It's saying that we need to be unified through the Holy Spirit.
腓立比书二章一节就在讲这个事。
And that's in the book of Philippians chapter 2.
在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。第二节就讲了，这是个合一，爱心相同，意念相同，一样的心思，一样的意念，而使我的喜乐可以满足。
That we need to be like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind.
刚才讲了第一个祝福很像，就提到耶稣基督的恩很像一个水闸门打开了。
So the first blessing is through Jesus Christ's grace. It's like a floodgate when it opens.
一打开，神的慈爱就倾泻下来了。
God's love overflow from it.
同步的而来就是我们每一个人都有份于圣灵的团契。
And what happens next is that all of us would be able to share the fellowship through the Holy Spirit.
这是一个好的无比的第三个福。
It is a great third blessing.
这个记在诗篇133篇。
In the book of Psalms 133.
诗篇一百三十三篇第一节、第二节、第三节，这段经文就讲了哈。
Verses 1 through 3.
各位念好吗？
Can we read it together?
来看啊，
How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity.
何等的美。
It is like precious oil poured on the
head,
running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore.
这个是一个从具象在讲抽象的一个经文。
This is a verse that brings from abstract into concreteness.
当我们大家在一起和睦同居，
When we all living together, in peace.
然后大卫就把这个呢，就写到一个具体的事情去了。
Then David wrote something concrete.
他说好比，
It's just as.
到底和睦同居是什么图像呢？
So what is a picture of people living together in harmony? 怎么去体会呢？ How do we feel that?
他说呢，就像贵重的油浇在大祭司亚伦的头上。
So he says it is like precious oil pouring on the head, running down the
head. 旧约贵重的油，新约具体的预表就是圣灵。
Now oil means Holy Spirit in the New Testament.
那个亚伦是具体的是谁？就是耶稣基督的恩典哈。
So, Aaron represents the grace of Jesus Christ.
然后圣灵浇下来之后，流到胡须，流到他的衣襟。
So the Holy Spirit will flow down, running down on Aaron's beard and
then down the collar of his robe. 在大祭司的衣襟，也就是他的衣服的前面呢，流下来之后，他有一块胸牌。
There is a breastplate in front of a priest.
这个胸牌有十二颗宝石。
There's 12 jewels on piece of jewels on his
就是以色列的十二支派。
And it symbolizes the 12 tribes.
而同被这个膏油整个浸染过去了。
And it's all being immersed by the oil.
也就是在基督的恩里面呢，我们有这个圣灵浇灌下来，我们就能够合一在一起。
Because of the Holy Spirit, we can be all united, just like the tribes of Israel.
在圣灵里可以合一。
Through the Holy Spirit, we can be united. We can serve together.
一起同工。
We can work together.
一起查经。
We can read the Bible together. We can learn together.
一起查圣经。
We can read the Bible.
一起传福音。
Spread the gospel.
彼此鼓励。
And encourage one another.
春节的时候，华人很喜欢在这个门上贴一个字叫做福。
In Spring Festival, Chinese people like to put a word called blessing in front of their door.
而这个福呢，你不可以正着看，要倒着看。
But you cannot look at, you have to hang it upside down.
为什么要倒着看？
Why do you have to look at it upside down?
福到。
Because Chinese saying,
福到。
When you say it's upside down,
说明这个福
it means it's
到你的家的意思。
It means it's coming to you.
大家都希望呢，这个福能够临到你的家。
We all wish that we are blessed. The blessing
will come down to us. 但是华人都不明白这个福到底是从哪里来。
But Chinese people don't understand where the blessing comes from. We just want to be blessed, but we don't understand where is this blessing coming from.
可是基督徒知道福是从神来。
But Christians, we know that blessing comes from God.
因为这里经文讲了，在基督里我们有神所命定的福。
Because it's through Jesus Christ we would have the blessing from the Lord.
后面把它具体的说，什么福呢？
What kind of blessing?
永远的生命。
Eternal life.
永远的生命。
Eternal life.
所以哥林多后书13章14节这一节，这个祝福不只是每一个礼拜天祝福。
So the blessing from 2 Corinthians 13:14, it's not just for Chinese New Year.
也不只是新春佳节祝福。
It's not for Sunday worship or Chinese New Year.
也不只是我们个人领受的这个福。
Or it's not something for us personally.
这个福它要使你和我成为去把这三个祝福祝福还没有得到祝福的人。
It's telling us to also share these three blessings to people who don't know God yet.
有一种福我们不能要。
There's one type of blessing we can't claim.
就像托尼这样。
Just like me. Too much food.
对不起啊，这弟兄我得罪你了。
没问题，我原谅你。神原谅你。
我们发福是很惨的。
It's bad to be grow, you know, gain weight.
所以一定要分享出去。
So we need to give it to other people.
我的教会如果发福会很惨的。
It's bad if everyone in our church gain weight.
我们要分享出去。
We need to, keep giving our blessings to other people.
新的年我们盼望能够成为一个把这三个福，愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动祝福出去的人。
In this new year, we want to give out the three blessings we just talked about to other people.
我们今天节目的总召跟我警告，不可以超过12，如果超过三分钟。
I cannot go over time today.
我们将时间交给我们的同工，赶快下面的时间。好。
今天是农历春节感恩礼拜啊，我们除了照例的十分之一的奉献以外啊，我们啊有新春的感恩奉献啊，请兄弟姊妹们啊预备心啊，我们借着这个感恩奉献向我们的神献上感谢，谢谢他啊保守我们在过去的年日里面啊都在他的恩典之中。啊，我们啊，现在用诗歌来回应神。
我敬拜你，全能
天
神。我敬拜你，全能的神。有谁能像你？我敬。心何等